WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And we are here today and tomorrow and then taking some more time off for the holidays. I know some of you were upset about that, but we had to give time off to some of the guys anyway. They'd put in for PTO, so figured might as well give it to everybody. Plus, Fun 107, they go off for like 3 weeks. I always say, like, how do I get that schedule? 3 weeks of Christmas, 2 weeks of 4th of July. Like, how do I get that schedule? But then I wouldn't get to talk to all of you at 508-996-0500. And so what are your plans for New Year's Eve? Are you like me? Do you stay in? I definitely like to be home by no later than 8 o'clock. The Celtics usually have a home game on New Year's Eve. And when I covered the Celtics, I would usually go cover that game and then try to get home as quick as I could. So I would go and I would write my column, file it, you know, at the end of the game, usually like within a half an hour or an hour after the game was over, and just fly home. Like, usually for that, I wouldn't even bother going in the locker room and getting quotes, so that I could make sure that I was home in time before things got too crazy. And I know most of the time people say, well, as long as you're off the road by 10, 11, midnight, you'll be fine. But I don't even like to take that chance. So usually what I will do is I will just, you know, we're going to be off. Even though we'll be off, I'll probably end up having to do some kind of work. And then maybe I'll want to go out and grab some food. Although normally, on New Year's Eve, I get a bunch of stuff like I put in the air fryer. Like little appetizer-y things. And all that stuff is going to be stuff I can't eat this year. Usually I have a few drinks. Not going to be able to do that this year. So I will just, you know, probably grab some shrimp. And then just hang out. So I should be home by 7 o'clock at the very latest, if I go out at all. All right, 508-996-0500. We got some calls lined up here, so let's go to those. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Great. Now, you're on the air for 15 hours a week, just like Chris McCarthy and Barry Richard, but I certainly hope you are the highest paid employee at the station with all the hours you put in doing everything.
I certainly do put in more hours than I think anybody else does. Part of that is just my own fault, because I don't know when to stop.
Okay. So a lot of stuff you're doing, let's just say, out of the goodness of your heart.
Well, that's the thing, is when you're, you know, when you're a salaried employee, it's can I get it done in 5 hours, or do I need 15 hours? And sometimes there's days where I say, all right, I'm going to get everything done in 5 hours today. And then there's days that I'm just going to let it take 15 hours, so.
Okay, and these things that you do, I guess you're the only one that can do it, where the station is depending on you to take care of these things.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I'm also the, you know, the digital managing editor, so I handle editing all the articles and okay. The social media aspect of all that, and I handle programming stuff on this station, and this week, you know, I don't have to do much to help out Fun 107, but I got to do a few things to help them out while they're out. So, you know, just things like that. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that, you know, production stuff, creating all the imaging, all that kind of stuff. So there's always a bunch of stuff on my plate.
And I'm sure everyone at the station appreciates the work you do, Tim, the time you put in.
Well, I hope that they do, but if not, that's all right. I'm just doing it to make sure that everything runs smoothly and makes their jobs easier.
Yeah. Now, as far as the vacations, they don't carry over till next year because it seems like only Barry Richard is using his.
Yeah, I think most people, you know, this kind of job, it's, you know, like you hear Chris McCarthy say it all the time. When he has days where he can't come in, he's like frothing to come in and talk about some of the things. So I think just the job itself lends itself to people not wanting to take a lot of time off from the show, but that doesn't mean that they don't take time off in other ways, you know? So they might not come in, they might come in and do the show, but then go home after it, that kind of thing.
Okay, very good. Best of luck with a gallbladder surgery, Tim.
Thank you.
And I wish you and everyone a very happy new year.
Right back at you. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye now.
And let's take some more calls here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Morning.
My beloved has to have surgery.
Yeah, it should be easy. Not a big deal.
Well, you mentioned your gallbladder last week, but I didn't know you were actually going to get the surgery.
Well, I had to meet with the doctor and then meet with the surgeon and then have them all agree, and they all agree, so.
So, well, you know, I'll tell you, everybody can live without the gallbladder. Isn't that something? That's like one thing you can actually live without.
Yeah, like it's a good thing to have if it's working properly, but if it's not, I mean, there's still things that you have to be aware of. You know, you can't overdo it on fried foods and high fat foods and things like that. But as long as you, which I shouldn't do anyway, so as long as you keep that under control, you'll be perfectly fine.
Well, generally, when you have to have your gallbladder out, is because of high rich fatty foods.
Yeah, it's because you have stones and they can't take the stones out, so they just take out the gallbladder.
Yeah, eventually they do. But, you know, what I learned way back in the day, I doubt if they even teach this in history anymore, that the gallbladder was actually there for when, if you believe in cavemen, the evolution of cavemen, it's because the type of food that was eaten, apparently we were given that because the gallbladder does so much for the rest of the body, you know, just the mowing and chowing on the hard stuff to like let's say they were eating bark, you know, that would help and stuff like that. So that's why they say you don't really need it anymore because we've evolved.
But are there people that don't believe in cavemen?
You know what? There's a lot of people that don't believe in evolution of that. If you believe in God, then they say, "Well, how can you believe in God and you believe in that?" Well, you know it.
Well, I think you can believe in God and still believe in cavemen. We have physical proof that cavemen existed.
Right. There's evidence that cavemen existed. What God did and how he did and when he did, you know, that just, it's okay. The cavemen were there. God did what he wanted with the planet. If you don't believe in God, whatever. Men evolved. We all evolved. And that's why they say it's not a necessary thing. And 9 times out of 10, I don't know why this is, but women generally are the ones to have it taken out by the age of 65 to 75. And why that is, I don't know. I find that interesting. Now, with men, you don't really hear about that happening too often.
Well, it's just another thing I have in common with 75-year-old women.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like you having so many surgeries.
I mean, I'm running out of organs, so can't be too many more after this.
Oh, Tim, don't say that. Damn.
It'll be fine. It's not a big deal.
So I woke up late. I didn't even hear the first hour. So what did you do with your week? I was going to say weekend.
Yeah, basically just relaxed. I mean, I had a couple doctor's appointments, but other than that, got a haircut, visited with my son, visited my family, and that was it.
How's your cat? I know you were talking about your cat being well, and you stayed in one weekend because he was sick.
No, he's fine now. He's being his usual self. I mean, he's going to be upset when I have the surgery because there'll be, you know, a week or so he can't jump up on me. But
he's not going to be able to sit on your lap. Darn. Yeah,
it's all right. He'll get over it.
Yeah, he'll get over it. So, anything else I need to know? Like, what's going on? Was there anything on the top of the news that I need to know?
No, it's slow. This is the time of year when it's slow.
And so 107 is still off?
They'll be back live next Monday.
Okay. But everybody else is in the office today?
Nope.
No, just you today?
Well, Ken Pittman is coming in for Chris McCarthy, and Brian's coming in for Barry, and then that's it.
Wow. And no tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be me and Chris and Brian for Barry, and then Howie.
Okay. Wow. Well, I'm glad I got that straightened out. So I got to ask you, did your Christmas music go off without a hitch? You didn't have to come in the studio and like nothing screwed up?
No, I think it didn't play, and I don't know why it didn't play. I have to have the higher up people that figure that stuff out figure out why it didn't play.
Oh, you know what? Because I didn't want to listen to any Christmas music. Yeah. Isn't that horrible?
I guess it didn't fire off. I'm glad I didn't get it sponsored because it didn't fire off.
Oh, right. Because you were asking for the sponsor. Well, not asking, but letting them know. Yeah, I didn't listen. I was like, no, because too many of the Christmas songs become an earworm. And I'm like, no, I don't want that. You know, so I said, I'm not even going to listen. So that's why I had to ask. But wow, too bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't hear a single complaint about it, so I don't think anybody else was listening either.
You can't do everything there. You do the content, like that previous gentleman. He's so kind. I love what he said to you. Yeah, you can't do everything. Content manager, editor, looking, reading others, proofing other people's stories, isn't it? You do way a lot.
I do whatever needs to get done.
And you know what? And you do it. You're a trooper, but sometimes the mess ups can't be, you know, for you to fix. Somebody's got to step forward and say, we screwed up. Well, anyways, that's all. I really don't got a whole lot to report.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Hey, 40 degrees today.
There you go. I like it. And might get close to 50 by the time the rain's all done. So,
yeah, and everybody else is having an ice storm and a bomb blizzard. I think it's called.
We're lucky here.
Yeah.
You have a good one. Day. And let me take one more call here before we go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, let me start with the weather is miserable for me. I don't like it at all. I want the sun out.
Yeah, we are going to get a little break in the rain later, but then it's going to rain again.
I don't like it at all. And I heard Skitty talk about cavemen. Let's not get into the cavemen because I'll have to talk for 3 hours. And I know you're not going to give me 3 hours with the cavemen. So,
well, what's your take on cavemen?
Well, I mean, if we all ate the way they did, we wouldn't need anything yanked out. As far as your gallbladder, the only thing I have to say about that, it's a question. And my question will always be, when they have to take something, if there is no other way. That's the way I look at it, because nowadays we have doctors that are more than ready to yank and pull and cut instead of trying something else. Like, how long have you been having pain? Maybe there was time enough to change a couple of things. I don't know. I don't know the entire story of the, you know, what you do every day, but I do feel, though, at the same time, and I'm not a doctor, but I do feel that losing the weight quickly was your, I think that's what happened with you, because you were losing steadily, and I mean, it worked out real well.
So that was my assumption as well, but then kind of with the doctor, we backtracked when I had some other attacks, and I've been having these attacks since 2018, so before I actually lost any weight, and I just didn't realize it because it was spicy food that was triggering it. So I thought that it was something else. I thought that I had an ulcer, and that's what was happening, is like that was firing it off. And and so we figured out that I've actually been having these attacks, not totally frequently, but you know, and there were times that I would actually have these attacks that they weren't severe, and I didn't even think twice about it because I'm just like, oh, I'm having some pain today. But it turns out it was actually going on before the weight loss. But certainly, you know, losing 100 pounds in a year and a half will make a difference too. And as for any other attempts at it, the problem with gallstones is they really can't shrink them once they get to a certain size, and they can't take them out. So it just becomes a matter of, because you don't pass them. They just stay inside of you and get bigger.
The only thing that I'm interested now is, if they can find out these things sooner, you can certainly change things. There are ways. It doesn't always have to be, oh, Dr. C's. Oh, yep, that's going to go. I'll take that off for you. I mean, goodness gracious, you're going with a pimple on your nose, they're going to want to take your nose off someday. I mean, I'm just the type of person that I want to look into it. Just don't, you know, I don't want the doctor telling me, well, we got to do this. So I'm going to go looking at other doctors and getting other opinions and seeing if there's another way. Because they're so anxious to pull things out. My friend, she's 75. She's a couple years older than me. And she went in because she was having pain near her belly button. So she went and said, oh, yeah, you have a hernia here. So they went in to fix that. When she came out of the hospital 2 days later, she had an attack on the appendix. And she got rushed to the hospital. Now, I think that surgery she had near her belly button or something, they could have triggered something down where the appendix is. I don't know. But it was a freaky thing. And even the doctor said, oh, we didn't do anything. That wasn't us. We didn't do anything. No, no, no. She had no problem with her appendix whatsoever. I mean, come on. People usually get a pain. Oh, I got a pain over here. And then they go to the hospital. They found that's your appendix that needs to come out. But she had no sign of that whatsoever. She was perfectly fine until the hernia. And they took that out. So back to the hospital. Two surgeries back to back. I don't know. I mean, at my age, I think I have been blessed. I have all my organs. Everything is there. That doesn't mean I might not need my bladder out in a couple of months. Who knows? Anything can happen. But with you, I still think maybe the shots contributed is what really probably pushed it to the spot where now you have to do something. Because losing weight, your gallbladder is to...
What really probably did it was just eating like a pig for years and eating all the wrong things for years.
I did that too, Mr. Weisberg. I grew up Italian. I ate pasta all the time.
Yeah, I don't think we were the same. I think you
really?
No, you certainly had a consciousness about what you were eating.
But it took years. It took many years.
I mean, I ate a lot of fast food. I ate a lot of just terrible garbage food, and I ate massive quantities of it. So it was definitely my own doing.
I know we're going to have a lot more time. When you come out of this, after they removed that and all, are they putting you on any kind of a diet or how are you going to eat? Are you going to change anything? Is that in your mind or?
Well, you have to, as soon as you have the surgery done, you're on a couple, like 6 to 8 weeks of a low fat, low sugar diet. So, you know, eat a lot of lean meats and beans and fruits and vegetables and avoid
beans.
Beans, yeah.
They're telling you to eat beans? That's what they try to tell me.
Beans for protein.
That's
a
high carbohydrate food.
Yeah, but from the gallbladder perspective, it's a good thing for you to eat because it doesn't overwork your liver in trying to break it down. From the
diabetes is going to kick in.
Well, on the other side of it, yeah, beans aren't a good thing for me, but that's just part of the diet of a person that loses their.
I hope you make out. That's all. They're saying it has to come out. Well, it does.
But yeah, I'll tell you this. My previous doctor didn't want to take it out. She said, well, let's just ride it out and see what happens. You know, maybe it won't be bad.
Good.
But then it just got bad. I mean, I had four pretty significant attacks within a couple of months. Yeah. So it's.
Well, I'm sure the shots must have contributed to this whole thing. But you did lose weight, which was that's what you wanted. You needed to lose the weight. I understand, like, I'm losing slow. I think this is why I didn't have an attack of the gallbladder, because when I lost the 16 pounds, it was over a matter of 3.5 months.
That's the right way to do it, yeah. You won't have a lot of issues with that.
But it's hard. This Christmas Eve, I had a big dinner at my daughter's house, but I say a big dinner, I meant there's a lot of choices. And I sampled everything. I'm not going to say I had a big dinner, but I sampled a lot of stuff, like a tablespoon of this, a tablespoon of that. So when I looked at my plate, it was pretty good. And the amazing thing that I couldn't believe that I waited an hour and a half to check my sugars after that, and it was still 99. I was under the 100, and I couldn't even believe it. I don't know how it happened. But okay, thank you for all the time. And when are you going to go in? Another week from now? We still have you for a little while?
Yeah, they got to call me this week and set an appointment. It'll probably be, you know, a couple weeks to a month or so out, I'm sure, because I got to have time to get ready.
Well, let's hope you don't have any attacks until that day. Are they giving you medicine right now or anything?
There is no medicine for it. There's really nothing they can give you. So I just got to make sure I keep it bland, keep it simple. And, you know, I had a lot of chicken over the weekend, had a lot of low fat foods, and, you know, wasn't bad.
Well, you're going to make it.
I'm down 5 pounds from last Tuesday. So that helps too.
Well, God bless you, and I hope everything turns out good. That's what I want to hear.
Thank you so much.
Like I said, I'll repeat the question. If there's no other way, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, at this point, there isn't for me.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Yep. Bye-bye.
And I'm going to take one more call before I got to go to the break and then the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Tim, I think you're too hard on yourself because that happened. A gallbladder happens to everybody.
I mean,
I can't say everybody, but almost everybody. My grandmother lived to be 92, and the only thing she had out was her gallbladder.
Three of my four siblings had theirs taken out.
Yeah, it's not because you ate like a pig. Because I was younger than I was young when I had mine out. I was in my early 50s, and I had a lot of stones. You know what helped? I was eating salads when I used to get those attacks. I'd have salads and it helped. But he told me after he took it out, he should have never said this to me. He said, "Oh, now you can eat anything you want." And I have high cholesterol, so that was kind of stupid of him to say that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you have a couple of weeks to a couple of months where you really can't eat whatever you want because you got to get used to the bile going directly into your lower intestine, but your small intestine. But once it does, you can certainly eat whatever you want. You just can't eat a lot of it, and that's really what my diet should be anyway, of not eating a lot of anything anyway.
Well, you, because you're on the weight control thing, but not me. When I had mine out, that's what he told me, and that's what I did. I just ate what I wanted, so it was a different scenario, but he should have never said that to me because it's not good to just do that, especially when you have I was on cholesterol meds. So like I said, we all have health issues. People just make believe about it. I just found out that I had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
Well, it's saying on my EKG that I did, and the women sometimes have them and they don't know. They're silent and stuff like that. So I'm going for an echo and a stress test in February.
Well, they gave me an EKG at the doctor's office the other day just to make sure it wasn't my heart. And I'll say, you know, I'm glad that it came back looking super clear on my heart. And so did my stress test back in February. So if it's one thing I'm thankful for, it's that all those years of bad eating and lack of exercise didn't really do any cardio damage to me. So,
well, I've had a good heart all my life. I never had any heart issues. So I don't know what's going on, but you know, the medicine sometimes is not good. I think, I don't know. I'm going to get to the bottom of it anyway. In February, that's when my appointment is, but, you can't worry about everything, right?
Well, no,
you really don't need your gallbladder. He said it was like in primitive times, they used to have huge meals and you needed it. And now we don't eat like that, like in the caveman days.
Yeah, well, I just wish they would let me keep it afterwards, put it in a jar, but they said no.
I know, they don't let you keep them.
I was like, I'm not going to sell it on the internet or anything. I just want to put it on my desk, but they said no.
Oh, they won't give you the stones either?
No, I didn't ask about the stones. I just said, hey, can I keep it afterwards? They said no. I said the same thing about my kidney, and they're like, no, you have cancer. We have to send it off to be tested. I was like, okay.
I had quite a few stones. I don't get bothered now by none of it. I don't know. Ever since I had that out, nothing. It's just nothing to me.
Oh, there you go. Hopefully I'll be the same way.
Well, you're on a diet, right?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, I should be watching too, though, because everybody should, because everybody can afford to lose weight, right?
Not everybody. I know some people that I look at them and say, you better not lose another pound.
Oh, well, they're on the Wegovy or something?
No, just I know people that are naturally skinny like that. I got a nephew. He's I think 14 now, and I look at him and be like, man, like have a second plate. You got to put a little weight on. You're gonna blow away. If it wasn't for the fact that he's, you know, over 6 feet tall, you know, I'd be worried about him out in the wind. So.
I know. I saw my granddaughter on the holidays, and I can't believe how big she got. It's blowing my mind. She's not fat. She's just got so tall and long legs and 10 years old, and they're not babies anymore.
Yep. Well, they keep getting taller, and I keep getting shorter, I guess.
I don't know. It's the genes, you know. It's what genes they have in them more. So I'm short myself. She takes after my mother, my grandfather, and somebody on the other side.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I'm going to take another one here before I got to go to the news.
All right.
Have a good day.
Are we going to get snow?
Not for a couple of days at least.
And then we're going to get nailed?
No, not that I've seen, so.
All right, Tim.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, you too.
All right, the calls are lining up here, and at some point, I got to take the break, and I got to take the news. So if I have to put you on hold, don't be offended. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim. I'll keep it short. I wouldn't feel bad about your diet or anything regarding the gallbladder. My wife has had a great diet her whole life. She's in shape and she's a rail, and she had stones and she had her gallbladder taken out, and they just told her to watch greasy foods and stuff like that. But you know, that came out of nowhere for her too, and you know, it wasn't really diet related that made that happen. It just happened. And so I wouldn't feel guilty about your diet. I think it's one of those things like an appendix. It's gonna happen, and they feel like it's better out than leaving it in, you know?
Well, I do appreciate that, but I really should feel guilty for my diet the way I used to eat. But in terms of this, yes, I understand what you're saying.
Well, let me make you feel better. Your diet sucks, dude.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
All right. Listen, you have a good day.
You too. Take care. And yeah, I did not eat healthy at all. And, you know, I used to drink 12 packs of soda. I'd kill a 12 pack of soda in a day or two. I mean, it's crazy how unhealthy I was. All right, let me take one more, and then I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
How you doing? You know, about a week ago or so, you were talking with some of the listeners about a record shop.
Yes.
Downtown New Bedford.
Yes, there was one downtown, but it moved.
Oh, it moved. Oh, okay. Now, the one on the bridge is still there.
Yes, that was the one that was downtown.
Oh, so it moved to there.
That's so why it's called Purchase Street Records, even though it's on Pope's.
That's the only record shop around here?
No, there's three now. So we have that one. We have Purchase Street Records, which is now the one on Pope's Island. We have Max J Records over here in Fairhaven, over by across the street from the Santander Bank on Huddleston Ave. And then I guess it's on Bridge Street. And then we have the new one that just opened up inside Kilburn Mill, Record High.
Oh, down the south end.
Yep. So on the first floor of Kilburn Mill, if you walk in and you take your first right and you go down about halfway, that's where the new record store is.
Okay. They have other shops down there as well, don't they?
All kinds of stuff in there. Yeah. Vintage clothing, some consignment/thrift stores. They have some toy stores. They have gyms, barber shop, tattoo parlor. They have a new coffee shop in there, Society, all kinds of stuff in there now.
Oh, okay. So the Max shop is on the bridge.
No, that's on Bridge Street. So
Bridge Street.
Yeah. So across that's what it is, right? Isn't that Bridge Street? The one that goes down the side of Walmart.
Oh, I'm not sure.
So basically, if you go to the Santander on Huddleston Ave on Route 6, and then you look across the side street there, there's a little building there. The record shop is in there.
Okay. Now, where there was the magazine shop there, newspaper magazine, on the bridge?
Yep, that's Purchase Street Records. That's the one that was downtown.
Okay, so that's where that one is. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, and lots of great stuff in each shop.
Yeah, because you mentioned cassette players, and I have a whole bunch of cassettes that I made when I was available to make it. And I got a lot of the old songs.
Well,
and they're pretty interesting.
And cassettes are definitely making a comeback, and they have cassette players at these shops. They have Walkmans at these shops. So all different ways if you wanted to keep listening to that kind of stuff.
Now, do they repair any types of record players?
I mean, you can have them repaired. If you go into any of those shops, they've got people that they work with that can do the repairs. And I know that the Max J Records offers a record cleaning service, too, where they'll clean your records for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for all the right. information, and have a good rest of the day.
Thanks. You as well.
A happy New Year's to you.
To you as well. All right, I'm going to go to the news. When we come back on the other side of the news, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files. We'll be right back after the news.
The Arctic weather is back for most of the country. Nancy Pelosi reflects on her career and an extra ball drop this year.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump says leaders of both Russia and Ukraine want to make a deal to end the war. Trump made the comment alongside Volodymyr Zelensky ahead of their meeting at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. The talks come as Ukraine's capital came under assault by Russian drone strikes that have killed at least two people and injured about 20 others. More dangerously cold weather is coming to the Midwest and Northeast.
Forecasters say another Arctic cold front will be dipping into the central U.S. this week, causing temperatures to plunge from Des Moines to Boston starting Monday and lake effect snow in the Great Lakes area. Daytime highs will be in the 20s and 30s throughout the region through New Year's Day, with highs in the single digits in the upper Midwest. The extreme cold will be a radical shift from the spring-like weather across the region on Christmas week. I'm Jim Forbes.
One pilot is dead, another critically injured in South Jersey after their helicopters collided in midair. It happened just before 11:30 on Sunday, 2 miles from the Hamilton Municipal Airport. That's about 35 miles southeast of Philadelphia. Social media footage that's been going viral shows a chopper spinning down into a wooded area near Basin Road and the White Horse Pike, with one erupting in flames. The FAA said that there were no passengers on board. The NTSB will lead the investigation into what happened. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wants to be remembered for helping pass the Affordable Care Act.
Pelosi told ABC's This Week the legislation is a key part of making sure Americans have health coverage.
I think that it was just made a big change in terms of what working families need for their health and their financial health. We'll continue to have that fight.
Pelosi, the first and only woman to serve as Speaker of the House, announced last month she would not be running for re-election. The 85-year-old has been in politics for nearly four decades, representing her San Francisco-based district. I'm Lisa Carton.
France is mourning the death of legendary actress Brigitte Bardot. At the age of 91, French President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to Bardot, saying, "She embodied a life of freedom." In a social media post, Macron wrote, "Her films, her voice, her dazzling glory, her initials, her sorrows, and her generous passion for animals will be remembered." Macron added, "We mourn a legend of the century." In his post, Macron acknowledges Bardot's face, which became the Marianne, the symbol of the French Republic. Bardot died yesterday. A second New Year's Eve ball drop is scheduled in Times Square, New York's crossroads to the world, to usher in 2026.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
It'll be held in Times Square at 12:04 a.m. after the first ball drop and the playing of Auld Lang Syne. The 12,000-pound crystal ball will rise again, lit in red, white, and blue, followed by a patriotic confetti drop to mark the founding of America in 1776. It's a preview of what's to come for the America 250 celebration. There'll be a second Times Square ball drop on July 3rd, the first time in 120 years, at a time other than New Year's Eve. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Patriots crushed the Jets 42-10 yesterday. Drake May with five touchdowns. The Portland Trail Blazers over the Celtics last night, 114-108. And the Bees are in Calgary with the Flames tonight at 9.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Lots of clouds and showers today, 50, down to 26 tonight, chilly and breezy. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 29. Cloudy, light snow likely on Wednesday, 30. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, why don't we take a break here? When we come back, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files, and then we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Crystal Magic, Return of the Jedi, makes the action come alive.
With Presto Magic's Return of the Jedi Super Transfer Set, you get a big action board and over 150 Star Wars transfers to make the action come alive.
Watch this. Here comes Darth Vader. Oh, no! Hold on, hon. I'll see you.
The Gen X Files.
All right, I had to play that commercial because I posted about Presto Magics the other day. I love Presto Magics. And that's in my head all the time. Every time anybody says Return of the Jedi or anything about Star Wars, I think Presto Magics, Return of the Jedi. All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Actor John Voight celebrates his 87th birthday today. Cheer star Ted Danson is 78. Comedian Paula Poundstone turns 66, as does actress Patricia Clarkson. Michael Cudlitz of The Walking Dead is 61. Offspring frontman Dexter Holland is 60. Lily Wachowski, co-director of the Matrix films, turns 58. Actor Kevin Wiseman, who co-starred on Alias, is 55. Actor Jude Law turns 53. Mekhi Phifer, you know him as starring with Eminem in 8 Mile. He is 51. Sean Hatosi, who starred in the Farrelly Brothers semi-autobiographically produced film Outside Providence, he's 50 today. Danny McBride, the man behind classic comedies such as Eastbound and Down and The Righteous Gemstones, is 49. Actor Diego Luna, 46. Actress Alison Brie turns 43, while actress Jane Levy celebrates her 36th birthday today. In 1967, the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour film aired on the BBC. In 1975, Time magazine introduced the phrase sex rock in an article taking aim at Donna Summer's Love to Love You, Baby. Love to Love You, Baby.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do.
On this date in 1973, Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle hit number one on the U.S. Billboard chart 3 months after he was killed in a plane crash. In 1982, surround sound was introduced for home use by Dolby. Of course, it would take about another 6-7 years before it would become the norm. In 1985, Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley had a daughter, Alexa Ray. Her name was a tribute to Ray Charles. She later became a singer, just like her dad. In 1989, on this date, Jane Pauley said goodbye to NBC's Today Show. On December 29th, 1999, three ferrets named Beckham, Posh Spice, and Baby Spice, after the Spice Girls, were used to lay power cables for a rock concert being held in Greenwich in London, England. Workers were not allowed to dig up the turf at the Royal Park, so organizers found that the rods could not push the cables through the tiny tunnels that they were using, so they would end up getting bent and dogleg, so the ferrets were eased into tiny nylon harnesses with wires. which were then attached to a rope. The animals ran into a series of ducts, which were under the stage like rabbit runs, leading the cables with them. The ferrets instinctively made for any hole in the ground and are enticed to the end of the duct by a slab of smelly meat. The New Year's Eve concert featured Simply Red, Eurythmics, and Brian Ferry. So maybe we can get some ferrets to help out with some of the technical stuff we need done around here. And on December 29th, 2002, Creed played a disastrous show in Chicago, leading four fans to sue the band, claiming lead singer Scott Stapp was either medicated or drunk and, quote, unable to sing the lyrics of a single Creed song. Stapp denies that he was drunk and claimed rolling around on stage was an artistic moment. The case was thrown out of court. That's the Gen X Files for December 29th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can join the Just Another Star Club rewards program. All right, so that is today's edition of the Gen X Files. Yeah, again, the Presto Magic things came up because I saw that one of my favorite things to follow on Facebook is Gen X Toys, where they bring back some of the toys that you might have forgotten about, but also where people post some of their toys and say, hey, what was this? Does anybody remember what line of action figures this was or what doll this was? And it's fun to watch people kind of figure it out, or they'll post the old commercials or what have you, and they post Presto Magics. And I said, you know, I used to love Presto Magics. Those are the ones that you would you'd pay like $1.50 for them, and then it was a scene from a movie or a TV show or whatever, and it had these transfer sheets. And on the transfer sheets were all the characters and different objects and stuff. And you would lay it on the on the background and scratch it with a quarter. And when you scratch it with the quarter, the character or the object would transfer on to the scene. So those are the ones that once you did it, they stayed in that position, but you could make some really cool scenes. And the detail on them were excellent. And then the other thing that I loved, not as much as Presto Magics, but they were probably more, they had more replay value, were color forms. You would open it up and you could still, I can still smell them. Like I know exactly what they smelled like. But they're like these rubbery kind of stick-on characters and objects and everything in a scene. And you would stick them on there and then you could move them around and do different things with them. I like those too. The only thing I didn't like Shrinky Dinks. I didn't like having to cook those in the oven. Didn't make any sense to me. Why am I taking this and making it smaller? I don't get it. So, but color forms and Presto Magics. I'm going to buy myself some Presto Magics off eBay and scratch them back on. They were scratch tickets for kids, you know? Kind of the same idea. All right, I got to take a break here. We will be right back. All right, let's take another quick call here before we have to go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
I know it's a no-no, and I thank you so much for taking my call. I remember the color forms. We did a lot of bad things with those. Why they were still hanging around in my era and how we got our hands on, I don't know, because obviously they should have been out of style. But we were trying to put them on people's car windows. We were like putting them on, we were trying to put them everywhere, everywhere and anywhere. But that's not why I called in. I wanted to call in because I forgot to mention Lamone. Last Monday he called in, and I thought, wow, and the Monday before, two Mondays in a row, and last Monday he sounded better than the Monday before, and I was just, I'm just so happy, and I know, and he did do that before the city council was on, and so I don't know if he's listening or not, but I just wanted to say Happy New Year to him, and I'm so glad to hear from him.
All right.
So. That's what I really wanted to say. It was so nice to hear his voice.
Well, thank you so much.
And to the newsman, I couldn't get to say anything much to him. He's a hardworking man, and I wanted to wish him a happy new year.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.
And we are going to go into the news right now. We are going to get the ABC News, and then we'll get the local news, the South Coast News with Mike Roberts. And then on the other side, we are not going to be joined today by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. So he'll be with us next Monday to wrap up his time with us as the council president. And, you know, next week we can talk about the entire year, and you can have your last shots at him. And then We'll have whoever the new council president is. I've already extended the offer to Councilor Pereira should he win. Haven't heard back if he's going to take advantage of it yet, but he might not want to jinx things yet. But we will.